Two soaked and battered rabbits washed up on the shore of Amon Lake. Gasping, Fleck crawled onto the stony beach, rolled over, and tried to clear his mind. Galt was already standing.
"We have to go, Fleck,"
he said, eyes darting from the lake to the tree line.
"I'm no traitor,"
Fleck managed to say through ragged breaths.
"Traitor?"
Galt cried.
"The winning side gets to decide who the traitors were. We've lost, Fleck. It's over. Even you, Captain Blackstar, can do nothing this time. We have no chance. We have no chance."
"He has no chance," Galt said, head down, edging towards the forest. Fleck stood slowly, staggering. The usually grey fur of his arm was blotched with dark scarlet. One eye was swollen shut.
"He can be saved,"
Fleck said, reaching for his sword. His hand closed on air. His scabbard was empty.
"Nothing," Galt said. "There is nothing we can do.
It's the end of the world."
"But the oath, Galt. Remember, we can still turn this. King Whitson needs us. Prince Lander needs us,"
he said, pointing to the burning ship.
"I'll never turn traitor." "You're only a traitor if you betray yourself,"
Galt said. He sprinted off, disappearing into the trees. Fleck struggled to stay upright. Swaying, he turned from the fleeing rabbit to face the lake. Charcoal smoke corkscrewed into the sky. The blackened boat teemed with enemies. Flames snapped at the Red Diamond Standard as the last King's Bucks grappled with the invaders on the deck. Whitson Marina stood among them, his sword poised and his harried shouts echoing over the lake. Fleck straightened and stretched his arm. Pain flared, unbearable agony. He bent, wincing. He opened his eyes and saw King Whitson fighting desperately to protect Prince Lander. Fleck rose, ignoring the pain, and shouted across the water,
"My place beside you, my blood for yours! Till the green ember rises, or the end of the world."
Swordless, Fleck Blackstar hobbled to the water's edge and plunged in.